for calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You get the same message as I get to you, get from you every time. A lot of things. First, I started this morning with absolute joy, intense joy. My friend Chris Prince talked about how he found a change of character in himself, that the Lord has granted him a wonderful gift. And he's seen that not only in himself, but in his family. And I mean, that was a wonderful celebration. There was actual, reasonable dialogue between him and his wife. And I mean, what a joy. I desire that myself. But to celebrate that with somebody else, that was a really big deal. The second thing is, I'm going to put in the email link to a video, How China's Secret Police Are Always Watching. It's an interview with a lady that her dad is disfavored by the Chinese Communist Party. She has ended up in the United States. Doesn't get to speak with her dad much. I think she said it was a year ago the last time she spoke, and everything has to be very, very careful of what is said. But I'm leaving you the article or the video link because I think you'll find that the analogies between that situation and ours are striking in a lot of ways. But the third thing is that as you hopefully, well, I would say as you might be aware, what a silly thing. I've been working several years now with Rapid RMS. My part of it has a separate name, Rapid Onsite. And the gentleman that I deal with, as I described to Chris earlier today, I think the reason that we've had such a long-running relationship is Rapid RMS defines him, as Shofar Nexus defines me in so many ways. I don't know how much, you know, I think there is a desire for material gain, which clearly I have had very strong in my past. But that relationship has gone on for years, and we've go through a lot of difficulties, and we are still going strong in our relationship, which is encouraging. And I'm dealing with a man who is a non-practicing Hindu, so it's kind of interesting. There have been difficulties. There are a number of things that have worked against him. Some of them, shall we say, are less than ethical. And has cost us, well, cost him, and then which relates to costing me significantly. But there are reprieves apparently coming. He will be in Las Vegas at the NACS show, the North American Convenience Store, whatever it is. It's a convention, that happens every year, I guess. And, has a couple of private meetings going to happen with Wayne, the pump manufacturer, and WorldPay, you know, credit card processing company. Both are talking about serious investments, seven figures. And hopefully a deal will be not necessarily signed, but significantly moved along the way during that meeting, which is a good thing. And in order to get us to that point, his investors have been a little bit shy of late. But because of this upcoming potential some investment capital has come to the table, specifically for me. As you are aware, I'm a little behind, and I will catch up, and my intent is to catch up and also provide the funds for October and November, basically all at once, because it's a guess. So I am taking care of everything through December in order to make sure I have breathing room and don't get caught with other problems. So I am informing you. I don't think I'll put these details in the text. So you have been informed, but obviously I don't anticipate you ever listening to this. But it's here because I am trying to communicate with you. I'm not hiding from you because I love you. In spite of the relationship that we have right now, I'm intensely in love with you. You have my heart. I only seek reconciliation. I've said before, reconciliation without retribution. Because Dorothy Jane, I'm really in love with you.